We're taking a look next at the best towns in Wisconsin in 20 different categories with Gary Knowles of Madison, travel writer and editor for the Weekly Shepherd Express. And I tell you what, this is a great contest to determine Wisconsin's best 20 best towns in 20 categories. And we'll find out how you'll find out how to find out the best town for each of those categories. We'll probably talk about many of them today and also take your questions. And why didn't my town win? Maybe too, at 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison at 263-1890. Give us a call or email us at talk@wpr.org. And Mineral Point was a winner in a couple of categories.
Yeah, Mineral Point, it's interesting, Larry, that you should have them on just before, because they actually came out as the most beautiful town, which in the definition that we had was the town itself with its buildings and roads and in its natural setting is really beautiful. And they also took the first place in Best Historic Town, which is the town which is best for enjoying a real Wisconsin historic getaway. So congratulations to Mineral Point. They did real well there, and they also came in second in the most distinctive architecture category. So
wow.
It's sort of, I guess, Mineral Point Day here for you.
But, I guess so.
You know, what's really neat is that we had about 3,000 people voting in 20 categories. And so, you know, if you look at it, that's somewhere in the neighborhood of 60,000 votes cast for Wisconsin towns. And, you know, the whole purpose of our poll was to really to highlight the fact that Wisconsin has these incredible towns. And we're delighted with 20 winners. But you know what? We've really got something like 60 winners who were nominated and 300-some winners whose names came up in the nomination process. And if we get people talking about, well, I think this town is better than that one, or why could you vote for that town, then I think we've accomplished our purpose. Not because I really don't believe that there's a set of criteria out there and we can for once and forever say that this town or that one is better than the other. But it's good to talk about it because it really gets us thinking about all those incredible places out there.
Absolutely. And just so that for those who may not have heard you on the show earlier or seen any of the reports, what did you have for criteria here in terms of the size of the town? Because we were looking at smaller towns now.
Yeah, when we first started out, we said, well, what's a town? And, of course, you know, that provoked a big discussion in itself. And after lots of poking around with big numbers and small numbers, and, well, I live in Milwaukee, and I think it's a little town, we came down to decide and agree that it would be a manageable contest if we made towns 15,000 or fewer people, and then to try to have a standard measuring stick so that everybody could figure out which towns have 15,000 or fewer, we said, well, let's use the Wisconsin highway map that's distributed by the Association of Wisconsin Tourism Attractions. They print about 1 million a year of those, and it's a great group. They give them away through Wisconsin information centers and travel centers. So it's the map most people have. So we said, you know, you can nominate from that map based on those, and we'll go from there. And that's how we got our 15,000 or fewer.
Well, I think it's a good way to make this elections. You know, what the heck?
Well, it seemed to work out pretty well. We had, you know, we talked about this before, but we had a real vigorous response, which was always good, from people all over the state. I think almost every town of 15,000 or fewer, and some of the bigger ones as well, mm-hmm. were nominated in that initial nominating process. Mm-hmm. And then we got our committee together. And our committee consisted of, we tried to pull together some of the top travel writers and people whose work takes them to all corners of the state, including our First Lady Jessica Doyle, who was most gracious about working with us, Mary Bergen, whose Roads Travel column appears all over the state, Dennis McCann, who mm-hmm. is best known for his work in the Milwaukee Journal, but now is freelancing everywhere.
Everywhere, yeah.
And Rick Murphy, whose radio program reaches thousands of people here in southern Wisconsin. We had Mike Perutka, who is an excellent website guy, put our website and poll together for us. And we had Betty Stark, who is also a travel columnist with us. But all of us kind of got together. Also, Mart Hintz of Milwaukee. I don't want to forget Mart. We sat down and we took all these nominations from all over the state and said, you know, we wanted to make sure that not a, some real obvious town for whatever reason got missed. And we boiled them down to 20 categories, five nominees per category. And from there, the people voted. So some 60,000 votes later, here you have it. You know, so that's what we have. And bragging rights as it would be for the towns that won.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I just had a chance to visit the town that was judged to be have the most scenic beauty, and in fact, ran into Dennis McCann up there, as a matter, in Bayfield.
Did you? Yeah, Dennis is a great guy, and he sort of splits his time between Madison and Bayfield, as I understand, and a great writer. Just saw a great piece by him on the historic museum on Madeline Island ran mm-hmm. recently, and the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. But yeah, the most scenic beauty, Bayfield, Wisconsin. You know, hard to argue with that. There's a lot of beautiful places, but right on Lake Superior, the blossoms and the berries are all coming into bloom these days, and you know, it's a beautiful place.
Oh, absolutely. When I was there a couple of weeks ago, there were all 30,000 of the daffodils that had been planted were in full bloom, and what a way to enter the town.
And you know, the neat thing is, it's up there in a place where franchises have their place, but as far as I know, there are no franchises in that area, no stoplights in that county. And so you can just, you know, once you head north of Ashland and you get up to going through Washburn up that way, it's clear sailing, and it's like a drive back in time to a really beautiful area. And, of course, a lot of people just, you know, just love it up there, and with good reason.
What were some of the other towns that were in that category that fared well?
Alma came in second. Alma over on the Mississippi River with the high bluffs, Buena Vista Park overlooking the Mississippi is just a fantastic place. And certainly gave Bayfield a good run for its money, as did St. Croix Falls, mm-hmm. another beautiful town up on the St. Croix River, of course, Green Lake. Over in east central Wisconsin, on the deepest inland lake in Wisconsin, a traditional vacation spot. And Ontario, which is kind of over in the La Crosse, Hidden Valleys, Cooley area over there, known as an area where lots of Amish people have settled. And it's a very beautiful sort of picturesque rivers and hills area of the state. So, and any one of those, I think you can make an argument for, as well as others that aren't on this list. And I'm sure other people have their opinions, and we'd sure like to hear them, because, you know, given this year and the fact that, I guess I don't want to hear anybody say again, gas is $4 a gallon, but it means that you need to plan your getaways a little better and a little smarter. And the good thing for us here in Wisconsin is we have a list here of, if you only went with the winners, of 20 incredible places. If you go with all five, we have 100 wonderful towns to visit, and almost all of them are not going to cost you half a mortgage on your house, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. And maybe we should, Gary, let me give the number again, 1-800-642-1234, or in Madison at 263-1890. What we should probably do is get through the categories or give sure. us some samples so people know, have a little more background and knowledge.
Do you want me to tell you the categories and who won?
Give me the categories.
Okay, the category is most beautiful town, of course, Mineral Point, we just said won that one. Most scenic beauty, Bayfield. The most distinctive architecture, what do you think? Cedarburg won that one. Yeah, Cedarburg's got all those great places over there. Great shopping, too, as a matter of fact. They also came in first for shopping at Cedarburg. The best galleries and art scene is Egg Harbor.
Egg Harbor.
The best theater and entertainment town, Spring Green. The best festival weekend town, Cranberry Country, Warrens, Wisconsin, of course. The best town for dining. We had an actual tie here. Lake Geneva and Sister Bay were exactly tied with the same number of votes. They both had tons of support. So Lake Geneva and Sister Bay for dining. And Lake Geneva mentioned first because alphabetically. But they're great. The best town for a fishing getaway is Minocqua, that whole Minocqua Lake area up there. Best town for a biking getaway, not much of a surprise here in some ways, Sparta claimed that one. It's been on that trail for so long over there that people love it. The best snowmobiling getaway, this was a close area, with Eagle River taking the honors there. the best town for a boating getaway. This one may surprise some people, but it's well-deserved. Pepin, Wisconsin, over on the Mississippi. The only big natural lake up there on, mm-hmm. on the Mississippi is a favorite. Best cross-country skiing town is Blue Mounds. And that one surprised some people, too. Yeah. Cable came in second. People said, well, why didn't Cable win? Well, they didn't get as many votes. The best town for folk outsider art, Baraboo. And, of course, Baraboo is the place that was assigned the Dr. Evermore's Sculpture Park, which is kind of between Baraboo and Sauk Prairie over there on Highway 12 in that area. The best ethnic getaway was declared as New Glarus, of course, with mm-hmm. the Swiss down in that area. The best shopping is in Cedarburg, as we mentioned before.
Yeah. People I've got like a rug from there, I believe.
Or maybe a bottle of wine. Or if you go over to their, they've got a great Maxwell Street flea market kind of days that they do over there. The best historic town, again, Mineral Point won that one. The best town on a lake, Port Washington, Wisconsin. They've got a huge fish fry over there, too, and a beautiful place over on the lake. Best town on a river is Trempealeau, Wisconsin, mm-hmm. again, over in the Mississippi River Valley area. The most romantic town for an adult getaway, your favorite that you just mentioned for the number one up there, at Bayfield, Wisconsin. Of course, you know, with all the inns. And
yeah,
and
some wonderful inns there.
Wonderful things up there, Rittenhouse and places like that, and Cooper Hill House. The best town for a family getaway, the Wisconsin Dells. And that, I've got to say, the Wisconsin Dells doesn't surprise me. And it really pulled in, I think, more votes for that one particular thing than any other place. It was almost a hands down by acclamation, except that other places did get support, Green Lake, Minocqua, Baraboo, and Blue Mounds as well. So those were the winners.
Well,
and, I should probably mention that it isn't official yet, and the governor's office is still looking at it, but we've asked the governor's office to consider declaring this summer, June, July, and August, the Summer of Wisconsin Towns. And if we do that, we're hoping that people will go out and celebrate the great heritage out there.
Gary Knowles, our guest today, as we talk with him about the best towns in Wisconsin. He'll be with us till 12:30 here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. We're talking about the best towns in Wisconsin now with Gary Knowles, travel writer and travel editor for the weekly Shepherd Express in Milwaukee, and the great contest to name the best towns in Wisconsin of 15,000 or fewer people in 20 different categories. We went through the categories and named the winners, at least the first place winners, but there are lots more winners and lots more to talk about, actually. And we certainly look forward to your questions and comments. What do you think about your town? Would it have qualified? Or is there a place that you visit that you think should be included? Give us a call at 1-800-642-1234 in Madison at 263-1890. And Gary, by the way, you have all this up online.
Yeah, it's all at wondersofwisconsin.com, which is kind of our grand collection website where last year we had the Wonders of Wisconsin contest, and all those are still up there. So if you go up to wondersofwisconsin.com and kind of scroll down about halfway down that page, you'll see the best towns categories. And then if you click on that, you can get into it. And if you dig into it, you can even see how many votes each place got for everything. So, but yeah, I'd be interested to hear. In my mind, this is a discussion that's still going on, Larry. And even though we have winners and whatever, I still like to hear from people too, because I'm sure there are other towns that are deserving out there, and maybe in other categories, you know, maybe people need to nominate, you know, and think about some other categories to nominate towns in. And we'll probably have another contest.
I was going to say, what are you going to do now?
Well,
what's next?
The one that's been kicked around that we haven't done is personalities. And so you might even find your name coming up on that list. But, you know, Wisconsin personalities, characters, famous people, I think is probably
cool.
another area that we'll get into pretty soon.
Have a living category and a deceased category.
That's right. That's right. And hope that you're on the right one.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, I tell you what, we have some categories that I'm particularly interested in. Best town for a biking getaway, Sparta. Was the winner there, and that Sparta Elroy Trail is really a lot of fun.
It is. It's kind of the granddaddy of the Rails to Trails the poster child movement. I mean, it's been the one that, you know, for years people have always referred to when they show, you know, what kind of a thing can you do with your old railroad corridor? And that was one of the first that was developed that runs through several tunnels on the way up to Sparta from Elroy. And, you know, and that whole country, it's over in that Cashin area that we were talking about earlier, which is just beautiful rolling hills. And, you know, it's just some of the most pastoral and beautiful scenic views you're going to see in Wisconsin.
And not really a difficult bike ride either.
No, it's not. You know, the thing about railroad grades is that they're generally a maximum of 3% grade. So, you know, it may feel like, and at times it's true, you are riding uphill all the way, but it's a real gentle grade. So it's not the kind of thing that's really difficult to do.
One of the other towns that struck my kind of fancy in that category was Boulder Junction, and I remember I've done a lot of biking up in that area, just on the roads around Boulder Junction. Boy, I tell you what, that's a beautiful.
Well, it is. It's, you know, Boulder Junction is right up in the middle of Wisconsin's Glacial Lake area, and there are thousands of lakes through that area, and some of those bike trails run right by the lakes up there. A lot of the trails are off-road trails, so that they're not even on the highway. You're not really dealing with any vehicles other than other bicycles or maybe some roller skaters and things like that as you're up there. But, yeah, Boulder Junction is sort of a recent up-and-comer, I would say, and really deserves to be on this list. And for those of you that do biking and haven't been up there yet, certainly a great place to go.
Yeah, I really, really enjoyed it. And I frankly haven't biked in the Broadhead or Plymouth areas very much.
Yeah, well, Broadhead, of course, they have the Sugar River Trail down there, and it connects with a couple of others so that you can really put on a lot of miles if you want to on some off-road trails down there. Of course, it goes through cheese country, and, you know, you'd be crazy to not stop and try some of the great cheeses and other natural foods. And I suppose if you get up as far as New Glarus, you might have a beer and up at the brewery up there. But that's a great place to be. And then Plymouth, there's a great trail now that runs, I think it's called the Plank Road Trail, all the way from Plymouth on into Kohler and down to Sheboygan area down there. But again, another really beautiful area in the Kettle Moraine area over there.
And I was interested in the best town for a fishing getaway, and I was looking at those towns, and I've caught muskie in Minocqua, Hayward, Eagle River. Haven't fished Wapak out of Wapaka. I've caught
probably
a 20-pound king salmon out of Port Washington. So,
everybody everywhere but Wapaka is where you've been. Well, Wapaka more known for walleyes, I think, than for the muskies. Although I haven't fished that much up there myself, so I can't say that there aren't big muskies waiting to be caught up there. There probably are. The fishing up in that area is fantastic, and of course, you know, where there's good fishing, there's also good boating, and so those would also be great places to take your boat and maybe do some canoeing and just sit and dip your toe in the water and not do anything sometimes.
Well, I tell you, I like to bike and I like to fish and I also like to eat.
The eating part,
that's my favorite.
Was a difficult category.
That had to be really tough.
It is. And, you know, the best dining, of course, but with the tie between Lake Geneva and Sister Bay, you know, that was one of those where I think both of them have so many places that they got a lot of people voting for them, and so it could have gone either way. Of course, there's... You know, there's everything from fine dining in those places to just casual dining as well. So, you know, you really have to say, well, go on over there and try it. I know that Lake Geneva, for example, if you go out to the Grand Geneva, they've got some incredible steak places out there and seafood, fresh seafood and things like that. But there's also, if you go downtown in Lake Geneva, there's like a Mexican restaurant right down a storefront place that opened up recently. And I had the good fortune to stop in there during the governor's tourism conference this year. And it's wonderful. I mean, you know, nothing fancy, but it just, you know, great food and wonderful people.
Well, I can see where Green Lake might have gotten in that category, too.
Yeah, Green Lake, of course, has a number of places that are on the water, which is always, you know, it's a great way to start a meal, isn't it? To be right there looking out over the water to watch a sunset. You know, they have, of course, you know, Norton's is on the lake up there and some great little restaurants downtown. But probably the premier restaurant is Grey Rock.
Yeah, that is wonderful.
At Heidel House.
And, at the Heidel House, yeah. It's a wonderful restaurant.
And they're known for, of course, I think they say casual but swanky. So, and it really is good stuff. I understand they're going to do some lobster bakes this summer out on the lakeshore out there. I think you have to make a reservation ahead of time. But nothing like lobster at Green Lake.
Oh, man. We're talking with Gary Knowles. I'm surprised we haven't got more calls here. 1-800-642-1234, the number for you to join in as we talk about Wisconsin's best towns, and I'm surprised we haven't heard from some other folks about their towns.
Well, you know, maybe, Larry, maybe we did such a good job that nobody disagrees with anything we've said, and they all just agree that this is what the way it should be. The most romantic town for an adult getaway was also Bayfield, and I think we mentioned that, but it's like there were a number of others that came in close to it. Of course, Lake Geneva, which we just mentioned with the dining. Fish Creek up there in Door County is a beautiful place.
And
that was nominated. And as was Kohler, of course, with the American Club. And, you know, I don't know if you've been to Kohler and taken your wife shopping up there. But, you know, if you have, you've probably seen significant damage done to your credit. Because they have that Wood Lake shopping area, which is really neat in Kohler. And then Chautauqua is the other one that is one of the most romantic towns for an adult getaway. So those were fun, too.
And we've been to all of those. And I played golf, and my wife went to the spa at Kohler.
Ah, okay. The Kohler Waters Spa, right?
And then went on to shop. And so she equaled my expenditures in golf were more than equaled.
Well, that's good. That was fairer then, right?
Anita and Delavan, we'll go to you. Hi, Anita. Thanks for calling.
Thank you for taking my call.
Hi, Anita.
I have to toot Delavan's horn.
Well, good.
He mentioned a Mexican restaurant in Lake Geneva. Well, we've got a traditional Mexican food restaurant that's been there many years in Delavan, and it's Hernandez Restaurant.
Is it right downtown, Anita?
Yes, right downtown.
Okay.
And also, Millie's Pancake House, south of Delavan on County O.
That sounds good. Now, that's a locally owned place, too, I assume, right?
Yes, and it's very, very wonderful pancakes, and they have shops. They have gift shop and a kitchen shop.
Super.
And it's a very nice destination.
Well, you guys kind of have a circus history there, too, don't you?
I think that moved. We used to have the Circus Museum in Delavan, and that moved, I believe, up to Baraboo several years ago. Yeah.
Well, but I don't think your circus cemetery, as they call it,
no,
moved,
the
did
cemetery,
it?
We have many old circus people from Ringling Brothers, Barnum & Bailey Circus buried in Delavan.
Now, one story I heard at one time, Anita, was that one of the people buried there is the person who invented pink lemonade. Have you heard that story?
No, I haven't.
And apparently the person who gets credit for it is the ringmaster. But what happened was they said that the tightrope walker who wore red tights had washed her red tights in the big copper bucket that they used to make the lemonade. And before they had time to clean it out, that apparently they put the lemonade in it and it turned pink. And the ringmaster said, "Sell it as pink lemonade."
Yeah, I don't want to know that story.
It sold out, but they said it sold out and it became historic then. After that, every circus had to have pink lemonade.
You're a font of information.
Well, you can't resist a story like that, Larry. You know? There's also an elephant in the pond there, but we won't get into that.
Oh, Vince in Two Rivers, your turn. Hi, Vince.
Hey, Vince.
Hello. Now that you're talking about creating things, of course, Two Rivers claims the ice cream sundae.
Well, yeah, for sure, Two Rivers, and not that upstart place in New York, right?
Right, there you go.
Now, we
do have a wonderful, wonderful community. A nice place to be.
Well, yeah, you know, Two Rivers was in consideration. I think it was you came in second with the biking getaway. as a matter of fact, right behind Sparta and actually before Boulder Junction. Two Rivers, you know, you've got that Mariner's Trail that connects up to the, what's the trail that goes up to the park?
Oh, can't say the name off the top of my head, but
the
beautiful trail system.
Yeah, it's a great trail system, and I like it because the trail that connects from Point Beach Park on down to Two Rivers is a little more rugged, but then there's the paved trail that's the Mariner's Trail, goes all the way to Manitowoc. And so, yeah, you guys, Two Rivers is a great little destination that people, I guess, you know, they've been discovering it, but it's not known enough in my book.
And as the temperature comes up in the rest of the country, Two Rivers is always cool in that heat of the summer.
Is that your tagline up there? Always cool.
Well, it's cool
in the
city.
Summer.
In the summer.
A cool city in the summer. I like that.
Yes.
Thanks, Vince.
Okay.
Bye bye. Appreciate the call. Gigi in Viroqua is up next. Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Gigi.
Hi, Viroqua. Come for a visit, stay for a lifetime.
What, are you with the Chamber of Commerce?
No.
it is a beautiful place. You guys have got a great theater that you've reconditioned over there, don't you?
Well, we have the Temple Theater on Main Street. We have the Green Man Music Hall, which presents live music, and it's world class.
Do you still have, I went through there one Saturday, I think it was, and there were a bunch of food vendors and Amish people and others selling baskets and all kinds of beautiful flowers, I think in a bank parking lot up there.
Well, it's the WTC parking lot, and it's only on Saturday. And then across the street from that is the Viroqua Public Market, which is open every day except Sunday and Mondays, and there's ice cream in there and shops and over 80 different vendors.
I remember one place you used to have there, I don't know if it's still open, there was a little, it was like a dairy outlet place where you could go buy ice cream, and you know, you'd order an ice cream cone and you just get a huge cone for, I don't know, it was like a dollar or something, but you know, a double, it's in like a huge double dip. And
Maybe you're remembering the Viroqua Dairy.
I think that was it, yeah.
Which after 62 years closed.
Oh, no.
Yes, but there's a young lady that has her own ice cream manufacturing plant just outside of Westby.
Really? What's that called?
It's called Sibby's.
How do you spell that?
S-I-B-B-Y.
Great. And is that open every day, do you know?
Well, just about.
Yeah.
And we can go into all the details, but she's online. She's got an ice cream parlor replacing our old Viroqua Dairy.
Super.
She serves organic soft-serve ice cream. And it's so charming. It's right inside the Viroqua Public Market.
But you know what? That's making me want to make a drive right over there.
Well,
check that out. I will, because I love your area anyway. So, you know, just the drive through that area is beautiful.
Yeah, it's so beautiful.
And,
well, the key word for our town is abundant.
Okay.
Abundant.
Yes, abundant.
Abundant Viroqua. Music, ice cream, organics. Just wonderful.
Fun in abundance, huh?
Thanks, Gigi.
Okay.
Appreciate the call. You can join in, too. We still got a few minutes left to tout your town a little bit at 1-800-642-1234, or in the Madison area, reach us at 263-1890, 263-1890. Give us a call with your questions or your suggestions about places to go. You know, best galleries and art scene, as I'm looking at that list, it has come to my mind that I have purchased items of art in Egg Harbor, Mineral Point, Paoli, and I'm not sure about Plymouth or Amory, though.
Well, yeah, Plymouth and Amory both are kind of up-and-comers, I guess I would say, in that category. But Paoli is one of those.
Yeah.
It's probably the smallest town nominated for anything, I think, in our list here. But it's a great little town, you know, just to the southwest of Madison. And great little cheese store there, too.
Yeah, great cheese store.
But there's some really nice galleries in Paoli and a couple of artists down there.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think, you know, it probably has more artists per capita than maybe even Mineral Point, although I'm not sure. That would be a close one, because Mineral Point is just loaded with artists and art galleries there. But it's a bigger town. So we'll have to do some numbers crunching here and see which one has the most artists per capita.
Well, the cheese place is great. And I often use that around holidays. I order some cheese. I've got some friends who live out of state, and they always love to get the cheese from the company there.
Yeah, it's a friendly little place to stop in, and just a hut. I mean, it really qualifies as a cheese hut, I think, doesn't it?
Mark in Two Rivers, your turn. Hi, Mark.
Hi, how you doing?
Hi, good. Mark.
I just had to get another plug-in for Two Rivers. I just tuned in and heard you guys talking about the bike trail that goes up the Point Beach Forest is Raleigh Point Trail and the Mariner's
right.
Trail along the lake, and I ride my bike all over Wisconsin. I got to tell you, I have never found a better trail. You get both the forest and you get about a 5.5 mile long tour right along Lake Michigan. It just cannot be beat.
No, I agree. You know, and I think that beach that you've got over there at Point Beach, I should probably not say this, it's going to get too crowded, but it's a fabulous beach that goes about 6 miles over there, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. You know, and I'll ride my motorcycle literally all over the state. And when I come home, I always ask myself, what I drive 3 hours away?
Yeah.
I have right here.
Well, I think the answer to that is that Wisconsin has got incredible roads out there for motorcycle riding, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. Yes.
You know,
I'm originally from the West Coast, and you can't match the beauty of going through the countryside here in Wisconsin for sure.
Well, you know, I don't know if you've been over there. We just had a lady on from Viroqua. If you're looking for some great motorcycle roads, head over that way. Southwest Wisconsin will just knock your socks off.
Actually, I got a trip plan with a buddy to go through that area because he was telling me how great it was.
Oh, that's cool. Great. Glad to hear it.
Thanks, Mark.
You bet.
Appreciate the call. Joan in another of my favorite places, Hayward.
Oh, yeah, Hayward.
Joan, hello.
Hello.
And what's on your mind?
Well, I only think it would be fair to say that if more people from Hayward would have called in, we would have gotten the number one ranking for skiing.
Well,
because after all, we are the home of the American Birkebeiner, which draws tons of people every winter to train and to take to do the race.
You know, there's no arguing that. I figured that Hayward Hayward and Cable would do better in that area because I thought, what do you have, like 15,000 people that ski up there every year? You know,
at least.
And I mean, it's a great getaway, and of course, great for fishing as well. And,
right.
You know,
the Hayward Cable area is a great all around tourist spot for off-road biking and skiing and boating, and of course we're the home of the great muskie.
And you know, and the thing that you're not mentioning that I remember seeing a lot of when I was up there, I didn't get to play as much as I would like to. Golf. You guys
golf
have got
courses.
Great golf. You know, you've got all kinds of golf courses up there. I know Larry is a golfer too. And
oh
so,
yeah. You know. I love the fabulous courses in that area.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, you know, certainly you know, you're certainly deserving.
Okay, yeah. Thank you.
All right, thanks a lot for calling. Yeah, I usually when I'm in Hayward, I'm have to almost always stop at the Moccasin Bar.
Oh yeah,
downtown Hayward to sort of get my musky fishing juices flowing.
Well, there's big ones up there, and they'll tell you where they are. Of course, the hard part is always catching them.
Catching them.
You know, it seems like it's always somebody who, you know, is a beginner or somebody who's been trying it forever, and it's a day when it's off day, and they throw a shoe overboard, and the biggest muskie goes to grab it, you know.
Well, I tell you what, it's always a pleasure to talk about these towns. And as you say, I mean, really, I hope people go online to Wonders of Wisconsin and take a look at the towns and the categories and use that in planning some summer trips.
I hope they do, Larry. One of the other things that we do I haven't mentioned, I should probably mention, is we have a free email newsletter
yes.
called OWOWIE, which stands for Wonders of Wisconsin, Wonders of the World. And it really, you know, we try to do is point out some of these places and others that haven't been mentioned yet that really, you know, make you say, holy cats, I didn't know that. And, you know, we came up with some interesting things like like, I think our last issue, we had a note in there about the Department of Natural Resources has a part of its website you can go to, and you can learn how to call frogs. Now, I mean, you know, not many people, you know, there's a lot of bird callers out there, but I haven't heard many frog callers.
Well, now, how do we get on that email list?
Well, it's free. All you need to do is go to the Wonders of Wisconsin website, and there's a click button on there. Just click on I'd like your free newsletter and sign up, and we'll put you on the list. And about once a week, we try to get something out, and we do events and destinations and wonders and best towns and occasional recipes. You never know what you're going to find.
Well, it's always a pleasure, Gary, and thank you so much for being with us, and we'll look forward to your next visit.
Well, thank you, Larry, and we hope that maybe we'll do those personalities of Wisconsin, and you never know whose name you'll see there.
Gary Knowles, travel writer, travel editor for the Weekly Shepherd Express in Milwaukee, our guest today. Thanks to him, and thanks to you for listening, and stay with us. Lots in store on the Ideas Network.